You to become a partner, send your gifts today by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. God bless you. And again, pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of all listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of a Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and because it's Wednesday, the first hour, they're going to be your views. It's Open Line Wednesday. We welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I've been very intrigued this last couple of weeks by the thought that Adolf Hitler did not die in the bunker in Berlin, as we've been told, that we've been consistently lied to about what happened to Hitler, that he actually escaped to South America, that he lived his life out there. And I've talked to several people who've researched this. One of them is a gentleman, Simon Dustan, and he was an English writer. He was a co-author of a book called Grey Wolf, The Escape of Adolf Hitler, written by two British people, two British authors who went to South America and actually talked to the people there who had taken care of Adolf Hitler, who had known Adolf Hitler, whose relatives had known Adolf Hitler. And then we find out, certainly, that there is other books written in Spanish in South America, totally suppressed here, but the fact that this information has been known for a long time in South America, that they put out DVDs, but everything is in Spanish. The books are in Spanish. The DVDs are in Spanish. Although you can get them on the internet, unless you speak Spanish, you can't understand them. And the degree of control that exists in America about certainly any mention or realization that Adolf Hitler was allowed to escape to South America, and our leaders knew about it, and certainly in the book Grey Wolf, in the book certainly Hunting Hitler by our good friend Dr. Jerome Corsi, who I've interviewed on this. And of course, Dr. Corsi had the opportunity of going through the files in our archives here in the United States. And of course, just all those files on Adolf Hitler, of course, they became public property after 50 years, and they were all hidden. They just were misplaced. Well, they misplaced them into the file of a U-boat, and it was a U-boat that most people think that Adolf Hitler used to get to South America, to get to Argentina. And then, of course, the story of what happened to him after that is fascinating and well covered in the two books. One, Grey Wolf. The other, Hunting Hitler by Jerome Corsi, and certainly we can talk a little bit about some of the information. What is really known about this? And basically, they even have pictures of the book, certainly of the people who knew Adolf Hitler, who met Adolf Hitler, and at least a few years ago, they were actually living in South America. They were able to talk to them. And then, of course, in both books, in both the Grey Wolf and in the book by Dr. Corsi, why? Because they've actually taken pictures, and you will actually see the pages of the government documents. Certainly, J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI, knew that Hitler was in South America, but you must understand everything is secret. Why? Well, it's a little vague as to why it is. I will tell you why it is. It is because Adolf Hitler was deeply involved in the occult, and the people who were in controlling the American government were deeply involved in the occult. The World War, the Second World War, that's killed 60 million people, was a phony war. Adolf Hitler was financed and armed, certainly by American corporations. Certainly, Standard Oil was actually supplying oil for the German U-boats, or torpedoing the ships carrying American soldiers to Europe. But you can't let the American people understand that American corporations and American banks provided the weapons and financed Adolf Hitler before the war. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Not only before the war, but during the war and after the war, they helped the Nazis escape to South America. Tens of thousands of them. Give us a call.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's the Open Line Wednesday, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But certainly, I've been reading and contemplating and trying to make sense of this. But certainly, I'd never even thought, certainly, that Adolf Hitler might have escaped to South America. Now, after I put this all together and began connecting the dots, there simply is no question that he escaped. And basically, reading simply the book Grey Wolf, you'll see the pictures, the recording, the interviews with these people who had actually known Adolf Hitler, had seen him, and they were all told don't tell anybody about it, it's a secret. And there was a gentleman whose mother had actually seen Adolf Hitler when as she was in Germany. She'd gone to Argentina and then was working there in a hospital and taking care of a gentleman. And basically three men came in. One of them was certainly sort of the boss, and she recognized the man, even though he'd shaved off his mustache as Adolf Hitler. And when she raised this question with the fellow was the patient there at the hospital. He said, well, you're not supposed to talk about it, but that is Adolf Hitler. And so she told her son, and that story and so many other stories are there. People who actually had seen Hitler on a number of occasions, the people who were involved with the building of the palatial estate where he lived out his life there in Patagonia. Fascinating information. But, of course, basically what most Americans don't know, and which I'd known for some time, is that certainly there were tens of thousands of Nazis who were allowed to escape to South America following the Second World War. Yes, we did have the trial there, certainly in Germany, and there were 17 Nazis who were executed. And certainly there were another dozen or so sent to prison for long periods of time, but they were very, very quickly released. Why? Because we financed this whole thing, but they had to convince the American people that we were going to take care of those wicked Nazis who had killed 6 million Jews and another 12 million Germans and were responsible for the deaths of about 60 million people by the war they started. But did they really start the war? Was this all contrived? Because American corporations were building weapons for the Nazis before the war and during the war. And suddenly, American banks were financing Adolf Hitler before the war and during the war. And one of the banks was Brown Brothers Harriman, and one of the leaders of that was a man named Prescott Bush, the father of George Herbert Walker Bush. And suddenly, you can go up on the internet, you'll find out that Prescott Bush was actually indicted in 1942 for financing Adolf Hitler. Of course, they had friends in high places, the same people who've covered up all the truth about what happened, and so much of this is known. But then after the war, certainly, I'd always thought they'd brought about 1,000 Nazis to the United States. According to Tom Horn, who's gone through the files, he thinks it was somewhere as many as 3,000 Nazis, war criminals, were brought here to work in the space program, certainly to work in building new biological agents and also a mind control so that they would know how to control the minds of the American people. And they do control the minds of the American people. And most of what you learned in school, most of what you will read and see and suddenly hear, suddenly television, read in newspapers and magazines, it's all contrived. You're never going to get the truth. And you're not going to hear about how Adolf Hitler was allowed to escape to South America. And we knew he was there and nothing was done. And the Jews did not go after him. And of course, the reason they didn't is they were given an option. We'll give you Israel and you leave the Nazis alone. Or you can have Adolf Hitler, but you won't have Israel. And the Jewish leaders took Israel. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. We'd love to hear from you and talk about what you'd like to talk about. But basically, as far as the rat line, and you can go up on the internet. Fortunately, you can check out what we're saying. And the RAT line, it will tell you that about 10,000 Nazis escaped to South America, and it may only have been 10,000. It could have been 20 or 30,000 Nazis escaped to South America, Nazi war criminals. Remember, they killed 6 million Jews, and I believe that's a very real figure. And in fact, I talked to John Loftus, who'd had the opportunity of going through the secret government files. You always hear, well, there weren't 6 million Jews in Germany, and that's true. There were 2 million Jews in Belarus that were killed, and that was his job. John Loftus was given the opportunity to go through the secret government files to research the background of the murder of 2 million Jews in Belarus. And when I asked John and one of our interviews with him if he really thought 6 million Jews were killed, his remark was, I think it was probably more than that. Now, if you'd like to hear those wonderful interviews I did with John, they're in a 4-CD set called The War Against the Jews. The War Against the Jews. And we carry John's books. We have one book, The Secret War Against the Jews. Of course, he couldn't tell the whole story because, of course, much of the information was still covered by the secrecy agreement he had agreed to abide by. But certainly his last book, it was 50 years after these papers were created. And so he was free to quote them. And it's called America's Nazi Secret. America's Nazi Secret. We have the book. We have the book, The Secret War Against the Jews. And we have a 4-CD set, The War Against the Jews. We recommend that you get this information and you help us to get it out. And then, of course, we're going to be hopefully putting together a 4-CD set on how Adolf Hitler escaped. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But we have Maggie calling from Texas. And hi, Maggie. How are we doing?
Oh, we're doing fine here, Dr. Stan. I hope you are too.
Okay, fine. Is it pretty cold down there in Texas?
Oh, my gosh, it's cold.
Well, you know, Texas is supposed to be warm.
I know.
Well, this is the strangest weather. I don't know if this is certainly what our government's secretly doing, whether it's God. We're just going to have to wait and see. We do know that the sun has not been very active, certainly for the last few months. Mm-hmm. And that may be playing a part in this. We're not seeing the massive sunspots and massive erections and eruptions on the moon that we had seen in the past. So whether that's it, well, we're just going to have to wait and see. But one way or the other, whether it's being done by the invisible government or by God, well, I believe God's in charge, and basically he can use these wicked people for his purpose. Under any circumstances, what would you like to talk about this evening?
Oh, well, since you brought it up, I just wanted to mention that they're having cold weather in Mexico, too. We visited briefly in an area that's actually within the tropics, and it was cold.
Isn't this fascinating? And I don't know what this foreshadows. We're just going to have to wait and see. But I'll tell you, certainly we're having droughts in America. Certainly the price of beef is going to go through the roof because basically the herds are smaller than any time since 1951. Well, they're having trouble with chickens. We're going to have to see certainly skyrocketing prices along with, of course, what they're doing and destroying the value of our currency. Anyway, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Go right ahead, Maggie.
What I called about, and it's quick, is if Hitler escaped, what happened to Eva or Eva? Do you have any information on what happened with her?
Eva, did she go to South America? Basically, yes, she went with him. She was with him. And basically, now whether she left him later along the line, I don't know, but she was with him for many years.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Stan.
Basically, there are all sorts of pictures that people certainly had a great deal of information on Eva. And basically, whenever they talked about Hitler, they talked about Eva initially. They had this beautiful estate in Patagonia, certainly in the Alps there, certainly with these beautiful mountains surrounded by snow-capped peaks look very much like Bavaria. I've spent a lot of time in Bavaria. I was stationed there when I was in the military. And basically, this is exactly what it looked like where Hitler lived out his life. And basically, we've talked to people. You know, certainly there's one gentleman who went to South America who talked to the people who had actually known Adolf or who'd known people who'd known Adolf and had helped to take care of Adolf. And the fact that this information is there and the fact that there are a number of books written in Spanish on this, and they've been totally suppressed in America. The fact that they actually have DVDs and interviews with these people going back many years, and this has been totally suppressed in America, is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. Go ahead, Maggie.
Oh, okay. Well, you've answered my question. I really appreciate your talking about this, and I can read Spanish, so I will be looking for some of those books.
Well, actually, if you can, are you pretty good at reading Spanish?
I can read it. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't talk it, but I can.
All right,
read it.
Fine. Well, I'll tell you what. You can go up on the internet. Why don't you go up and look and just type in Google, and then of course the books on Adolf Hitler in Argentina in Spanish. Books on Adolf.
In Argentina in Spanish.
In Argentina,
okay.
Right? And I think you'll find something there. Let me know what you find, will you?
Yeah, I'll call you. I'll call you back. Or did you mean right now? No.
Maybe next week or the week after that.
Yeah,
we'll just keep it posted.
Let me see. Yes, I sure will.
Okay, God bless.
Much.
Thanks very much. And, of course, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And it's open lines on Wednesday. We'd love to talk to you about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I think the subject of Adolf Hitler going to South America, and, of course, basically, I've read Paul Manning's book. Manning was very, very famous some years ago. He was a commentator for CBS, and he wrote a book about how Martin Bormann escaped to South America. And, of course, certainly there's a great deal to suggest. We know that Mengele escaped, and the Jews never tried to go after Mengele. And he was one of the most evil, and he killed so many Jewish people, did these horrible experiments on them. And then, of course, they tell us that Himmler died. I think he escaped. They've been planning on this for 7 years. They knew they were going to lose the war. They began transferring literally billions of dollars to South America. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295 here in the Central Coast. Give us a call. We'll talk about what you'd like to talk about.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But certainly this book on the Great Wolf, incidentally, we do carry the book. We carry that book. Hopefully, we're going to have the book, Sydney Hunting Hitler. We've ordered it, and hopefully we'll have that shortly. And then, of course, we have the four-CD set, Sydney, The War Against the Jews. That's my interviews with John Loftus, who goes into the background, certainly, of basically how it what was going on as far as in Europe, as far as certainly our helping the Nazis escape to South America, bringing the Nazis to the United States. Fascinating information based upon John's opportunity of going through the government files. The secret files. Why do we have all these secret files? Because the invisible government, the people who run the government, don't want the public to know that there's a small group of people that control both political parties. They said they have their people planted in the military. They control the banking. Six major banking corporations control 67% of all the financial assets in the United States, about $9 trillion, certainly. And then, of course, we have the fact that these people, because they've been able to have all of this money, they've been able to create all the corporations. So most of the major corporations, they dominate. They have their people certainly working within the media. There's 6 to 8 major corporations that control the media. And that's certainly AOL and Time Warner, Bertelsmann, a German corporation, but extensive holdings in America. Viacom controls CBS. Disney controls ABC. Comcast certainly controls NBC now, certainly, and then, of course, you have Murdoch, Rupert Murdoch. He controls the Wall Street Journal, Fox. He's got really dozens of media outlets in the United States and throughout the world. And these are the people who control 90% of the assets and largely control what the American people read, hear, see, and believe. Of course, they control the tax-exempt foundations. The tax-exempt foundations control the major universities. The major universities control the curriculum. And, of course, the curriculum is taught in public schools. It determines what our children learn in school and what they're learning is socialism. They're not learning America's republic. They're not learning our Constitution. They're indoctrinated in the idea that we are a democracy. Knowing full well, at least, it lead to that democracies always end up in despotism. And that's what they want. They wanted to change us from a free society to a dictatorship. They have their people planted in the churches. They have the people planted in the major tax-exempt foundations. And as a result, they largely control every aspect of our society. And so our telephone number, of course, all you need to do, for instance, as we have done, we've got to pull down the Ford Foundation. And then, of course, you take the names of the people on the foundation, and you can go to the Council on Foreign Relations website. Half of the people on the Ford Foundation suddenly come from the Council on Foreign Relations. The same is true with the Rockefeller Foundation. The same is true, certainly, with the Carnegie Foundation. The major tax-exempt foundations basically are controlled by people in the Council on Foreign Relations, and then the little trilateral commission. Remember, certainly every president and or vice president from 1977 to the year 2009, every president and or vice president of the United States during that time period came from the membership roles of the trilateral commission. But the American people are never allowed to know that Sidney, 7 of the 12 Secretaries of State and 9 of the 12 Secretaries of Defense during that time period came from the Council on Foreign Relations, 6 of the 8 Presidents of the World Bank, and Sidney, 8 of the 10 U.S. World Trade Representatives during that time period came from the membership roles of the Council on Foreign Relations. And the fact that you've never heard that simply shows how effective they are in controlling what the American people think. It's time we took America back, and you're going to have to help us. I can't do it on my own. And besides that, it's open lines, and if you're out there and you'd like to talk, we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We started out talking about Adolf Hitler, and suddenly this fascinating book, Grey Wolf, you can get to us. And they describe, they have even a picture of this lady, Catalina Romero, and she was 15 years old when she worked for the Eichhorns. And the Eichhorns were basically a German family living in Argentina. And she said she saw Adolf Hitler repeatedly. Mrs. Eichhorn was sort of like her mother, and made her promise that she would never tell anybody about seeing Adolf Hitler, because she saw Hitler at their estate and then at his mountain retreat. They have pictures of Mr. Hermann Aysen, A-C-I-N, who was a carpenter, who met Hitler at least 5 occasions. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley. And most of you now know why so many people agree that miracle food really is a miracle. Miracle food products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. It's Open Line Wednesday. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But basically, of course, the book is fascinating, A Gray Wolf, because it goes into the background of the fact that so much of what we think we need to know about Hitler really isn't true. Basically, of course, we've been told that, he was died there, sort of a hero's death. He didn't want to be captured by the Allies. Whereas the truth of the matter is that he was planning on escaping long before, and you'll find actually letters from J. Edgar Hoover written in 1944, FBI on FBI stationery, talking about how everything would point to the fact that Hitler was planning on escaping to South America, specifically to Argentina, the year before the war ended. And then, of course, the Soviets claimed that they had Hitler's skull, but about 2 or 3 years ago. Why, of course, there was a gentleman, a professor from the University of Cincinnati who went to Russia, was able to get a small piece of the skull of Adolf Hitler, and it turned out to be a 40-year-old woman. They can tell from the DNA it was a woman. And so basically, it was all a lie. Well, of course, then there was a fellow named Trevor Roper, and he was a graduate of Oxford University. He was sent over to, right after the war, to write a book about the death of Adolf Hitler. Well, remember, of course, Oxford is where the Rhodes Scholarships come from. Now, certainly, there's no evidence Trevor Roper was a Rhodes Scholar, but he certainly was from Oxford, and his story, supposedly the definitive work on the death of Adolf Hitler, as far as I can tell, is totally fraudulent. Basically, Hitler had a double. We see some pictures of the supposed corpse of Adolf Hitler, and the face just doesn't look very much like Adolf Hitler. I wonder why. Well, we've got a couple of callers. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But as I read these books, and then I analyze, of course, the fact that there was a cover-up of this material that's being concealed in America today. Why? Because they can't let you know that Adolf Hitler was deeply involved in the occult, and our leaders were deeply involved in the occult, and those people in the occult help one another. Dave calling from Central New York. Hi, Dave. Question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan, with the terms of socialist, communist, fascist, or maybe the different terms can be mixed together, but I'm wondering how close does Obama come to the term a Nazi? Can you explain that to me? Is there any connection, or could there be?
Basically, of course, when we talk about socialist, the Nazis were national socialists. That was the term Nazi is, national socialism. And simply, Adolf Hitler is a national socialist. He wants socialism. He's talking about certainly using executive power, totally ignoring the Congress, and certainly signing executive orders so that he can do what he wants to. I would consider him as a Nazi. Espousing that. And basically, but you have to understand that Obama does what he is told to. I mean, we point to Obama. We don't like Obama. But remember, he is controlled by a woman named Susan Rice. Do you know who Susan is?
No, I don't.
Well, you should. She is the chairman of she's the National Security Advisor. She basically was a Rhodes Scholar. She went to Oxford. She's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. She was a member of the Trilateral Commission until she was appointed American Ambassador to the United Nations back in 2009. And now she meets with Obama every day, and she tells him what to do. There's another woman there who's very, very close to Obama. And the two of them already are his handlers, and he does what he's told to do. And if he didn't, to take him on a trip to Dallas. Don't think for one minute they would hesitate to kill him. And don't think for one minute that Obama certainly doesn't know that. He'll be well rewarded. He'll be well financed. He'll have all sorts of money for the rest of his life as long as he does what he's told to right now. And what they're doing and planning on doing is destroying the financial structure of this country. And they're well on their way to doing it. We're just beginning to see the collapse of our stock market, indeed, the collapse of stock markets throughout the world. They've lost about $3 trillion in stock markets all throughout the world here in this last few months. We're living in very, very dangerous times, but Obama does what he's told to do, I'm firmly convinced.
Well, isn't he guilty by implication of being willing to go along?
Oh, absolutely. He's a traitor. He's sworn to uphold our Constitution. He should be impeached and tried for treason.
In a great sense, then, from your explanation, is he not a Nazi in a sense?
Yes, he is. He's a National Socialist.
Okay.
Okay, anything else?
Thanks for helping me on that. Thank you, Dr.
Okay, fine. God bless. And basically, Cindy, let's go to Bruce calling from Spokane. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. I would love to have your call. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan.
Go right ahead.
I wanted to know if you've been paying attention at all to a kind of a national movement within the Republican Party to rebrand themselves. Now, have you heard that?
Well, I've heard that phrase, but you're going to have to tell me about it, maybe tell our listeners. What are they talking about?
What are they talking about is altering the image of the Republican Party. They've, you know, done a lot of marketing studies that show people's perceptions of Republicans are, you know, not very high. They have different perspectives and, you know, from... They actually have sometimes a realistic perspective from experience, and sometimes they have an inaccurate, and they've compared it to the Democrats and the independents. Now, Democrats have a higher perception of themselves, and the public has a higher perception of Democrats than it does Republicans. So what they're going to do is a national marketing strategy, just like they did for the presidential campaign, to show that the Mormons were not normal people, too, because a lot of people didn't want to vote for Romney because he was a Mormon. And they said that it was such a success that they erased the bias against Mormons in the general perception of the American people. And now they want to apply that to the entire Republican Party.
Well, so now, basically, I could understand why they would want to do that. But the difficulty is the Republicans are really not much different than the Democrats. I mean, they talk a good game, but they go right along with this whole idea of world government, massive military. I mean, they want military. They want the wars. And basically, of course, they just want to spend a little less than the Democrats do. But they don't really, they talk about cutting spending, but they want to cut a few billion dollars, a few billion here, a few billion there. They control the House of Representatives, and there's no way that they could have a federal deficit of $1 trillion a year without the full going along with the leaders of the Republican Party. Suddenly, Boehner is a traitor. He pretends to be a Republican leader. He's not. He's going to sell us out on immigration. He's already sold us out, certainly, on the budget. He says the right things, and then he always ended up doing the wrong things. Understand, the reason he is there is to betray the Republicans. Basically, the Republicans would stand for limiting the power of government, for God, for morality. Why, they would certainly have the support of the American people. But the American people are smart enough to know that they say one thing, they do another. Now, that doesn't mean that some of our Republican congressmen and senators don't feel just as you and I do. But unfortunately, they have been able to bribe an awful lot of them. An awful lot of them certainly are compromising their principles so they can stay in Congress, because you can do very well financially if you're in Congress. And what we need are men of principle, and hope and pray, and we can get as many people going as we can. Do you realize, of course, they're already planning on, we're going to start having some of the primary elections next month, and you're not hearing about this at all. They're going to be a primary in Texas, for the seat, I think it's the Mitch McConnell seat there in Texas, and basically not a word in the controlled media. If you have a chance to listen to the program I did this
afternoon,
wasn't that a fascinating program?
Well, it was. Yes. Now, are you talking about today's program?
Program with Larry Pratt talking about the.
All right, I did listen. Yes, absolutely. I listened to Larry Pratt. He's one to listen to all the time, just like you said. Now, I just want to compliment you. You had a good overview and a good synopsis of what the Republican Party is. But, you know, I'm just saying is that they're trying to change their image. Now, one of the things that it is like Karl Rove and the national, I think it was one of the business roundtables or the big business consortiums, is going after Tea Party libertarians and trying to attack them and trying to edge them back out of the scene. And this rebranding is part of it to make the general population believe that the Republican Party is something different than what it has been before. Now, I agree with the public to have angst against some of the Republicans, but they want the ascendancy of the Tea Party crushed.
And I think you're absolutely right. I share your concern. But I don't care whether the person's a Democrat or Republican. What do they stand for? Will they stand for God, country, and limiting the power of the federal government? If they do, I'd vote for them. But basically, the trouble is that either some of the Republicans stand for those things or others who are going right along with the socialist agenda. And the idea we have two political parties is totally fallacious. It's part of the psychological warfare being waged against us. What we need are people who believe in America, who believe in our republic form of government, and want to limit the power of government so men could be free. That's what we really need. And forget about these people who are putting up all the money to change the image of the Republican Party. What we need to do is get good candidates in. And what we need is the average person to get started working locally in their own community, taking back their local community. We're going to have to take America back from the bottom up rather than the top down, because
I fully agree, and that's actually where I'm involved.
Okay, very good. Well, please, anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
No, it's a different perspective when a person gets involved. They actually see more. They're able to do more when they get involved and understand the mechanisms that are necessary to take control and exert influence within your local government.
Well, I think Bruce, you just keep doing what you're doing, and I'm sure that you can find other people who listen to our programs who know what it's about, and they'll probably help you if you have any sort of an organization.
Oh, I know. I've met many a good person, but I also have found out the terrible power and the terrible designs of these people. We've got some of the best and most constitutionally minded people right here in the state, and the Republican Party is out to crush them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Anyway, God bless you, Bruce. Thanks very much.
All right,
please keep us posted. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We've got Bruce calling from, we've got Don calling from Michigan. Hi, Don. How are we doing?
Good. How's it going this evening?
No complaints at all. Doesn't do any good to complain. Everybody else has the worst story. But anyway, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And what would you like to talk about, Don? How's it? How's the weather back there in Michigan?
Oh, it's cold. It's 8 degrees right now, and the wind chill, I'm sure, it's probably got to be around zero or below.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, anyway, what would you like to talk about?
I've been discussing with some of the employees I work with about this, illegal immigration, which we all know about and everything. And one of them made the point that if they make everyone legal, that they can bring all their family members over, and that would make the 20 or 30 million like 50 or 60 million or something like that. Do you know if that's true?
Yep, absolutely. And basically, that's what they want. And basically, Phyllis Schlafly has said that if they do go ahead and make all the people who are here illegally legal, why, Sydney, you can forget about America. It will be the end of America as we know it. Yes, they'll be able to bring all those people in. And these people, they're not bad people at all. They're good people. They want a better life. But they don't understand America. They do not have the tradition. And they'll vote for the politician who gives them the most, who promising them the most. And it will end up with the destruction of America. And basically, why would anybody want to take somebody who's here illegally and reward them? Why? Well, I'll tell you why, and that is because the people who control both political parties want to do that. They want to destroy America. And if you understand that, it all makes sense. Otherwise,
yeah,
it really doesn't make sense at all.
Very true. Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, now basically what we have a real problem is that we have to keep talking about this. We have to keep hammering away at this. We have to let people understand that this is an effort to destroy America. I mean, why would we take people who have violated our laws and say, well, they've been here, and oh, my goodness, they brought in their children have been here for 20 years. Here in California, they have an illegal immigrant, went to law school, and now he's allowed to practice law and being rewarded for being here illegally. Why didn't he apply for citizenship? Well, he could apply for citizenship. I'm sure he could get citizenship. They don't want that. They want to use the legal process to destroy the foundation of our immigration laws, because there's this small component who does not believe in sovereignty. They believe in a one-world government. They want to bring people from all over the world, and so they have them all Americans. We want to do away with national sovereignty. This is what it's really all about. And to combine our government with the Mexican government and with the Canadian government, and this will be the North American Union. They'll have a Central American Union, a South American Union, a European Union, an African Union, Near East Union, a Far East Union. They're going to divide the world up into 10 areas, and they're well on the way to doing it. And when you understand the plan, and these are long-range plans, it all makes sense. But you're never going to hear that from Rush Limbaugh or the others, because, of course, they are the finest conservatives that money could buy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Don, anything else you'd like that's to true. Talk about?
No, I guess that's about it. You know, that's the thing I go around and around with these guys about, because they're like, oh, yeah, they're going to secure the borders now, and they're going to...
They're not going to secure the borders. That's what they promised back in 1986 when Ronald Reagan betrayed us and went along with that. Well, there was only 1 million people there at that time. Oh, so we'll just take them in, but this will never happen again. That's what he said. Well, there were not 1 million. There were 3 million. And you have to understand that Ronald Reagan did exactly what he was told. He said all the right things, but he did all the wrong things. He was critical of Jimmy Carter because Jimmy Carter, during 4 years in office, ran up a national deficit of $200 billion over 4 years. Ronald Reagan ran up a deficit of $200 billion every year he was in office for 8 years. We ended up with about $1.7 trillion deficit under Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan, certainly what people do not understand, was deeply involved in the occult. And if you doubt that, go up on the internet. Fortunately, we do have Google. You can go up and type in Ronald Reagan and the occult. We have books written by occultists who will tell you how Ronald Reagan consulted them on a regular basis. But you're never going to hear that from Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or from the other sources. So our job is to get the truth out. God bless you, Don. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
No, just God bless you, doctor, and keep up the good work.
Okay, fine. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd sure appreciate it financially because we're already quite a bit behind, and basically we have to, of course, finance our stations. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio, 5 hours of talk radio, 5 days a week, and as so they donate to Radio Liberty, or you can get the books and tapes and four CD sets and 4 tape sets that we have. And Sydney, you can get your supplements, medical supplements from us, or your Miracle Two Soap products from us, your Berkey water products. Certainly, we carry all of these things. We carry a brand of spices as well. And basically, of course, these are spice blends. We do all of these things to raise the funds so that we can pay the bills every month for the internet and for the satellite and for the radio stations and the shortwave and all of the various things that we have to do to maintain this net. Basically, I'm a retired orthopedic surgeon, but we have a radio network and it has an outreach and we've been doing it for 20 years. And how much longer? Well, I don't know. As long as God gives us the opportunity to reach the people, we will. But we're moving into a crisis situation. We know that many of you out there are having real financial problems. Certainly, people are not buying anywhere near as much as they used to. And we know that people are having financial problems. But if you are in a position to help, or you believe in what we're doing and willing to join us in this epic struggle, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And Sydney, if you'd like to get your health products from us, most people are deficient in magnesium. 80% of the people don't get enough. And you need that for your bones and your brain and your bowel and your heart and your muscles. And we've actually had people who come to us with, had all sorts of cardiac irregularities and heart problems, and they simply gotten onto magnesium and they've cleared up. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen to you, but I said you've got nothing to lose by trying it, and basically you might be pleasantly surprised at what happens. And then you certainly need to be taking supplementary vitamin D3. And basically, of course, we hope if you can get this from any place you want to, if you're reliable, but I will tell you that the products that we carry are excellent. Because the company that provides them to us is a Christian company, and we're very, very pleased to have them. And, of course, it all helps to maintain Radio Liberty coming to you over the airwaves, certainly 5 hours a day. Well, basically, of course, we hope many of you will go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And if you go there, why, of course, you can watch our DVDs, or why you can listen to our radio programs, or you can read our newsletters. You can read my treatise on Agenda 21, or certainly on the Georgia Guidestones, or certainly on the AIDS epidemic. And there's so many things up there. We actually put up a new section. It's called Interesting Things Around the Internet, something like that. It's up right just below where the big blue banners are. You can link to it. And we put something there almost on a daily basis, something we think is important for you to see, or sometimes it's something just to give you a smile. But be that as it may, we hope you go to RadioLiberty.com. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. Our number 1-800-544-8927. And we're going to be right back with Sheriff Richard Mack.
Let's free. Let us all be grateful.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, certainly they're going to be the views of one of the most courageous and most effective people we have in the United States, a man who's leading a movement to try to reconstitute America along constitutional lines where the power of the federal government is limited and men can be free. His name is Sheriff Richard Mack. Sheriff Mack, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Dr. Stan. I really appreciate being with you and appreciate talking with your patriotic listeners.
Okay, fine. Well, I want you to bring us up to date with what's going on, because I understand you're putting on a lot of meetings. You suddenly are reaching sheriffs and police chiefs, and suddenly this is happening all across America as more and more people begin to recognize what's happening, and the people who value freedom are suddenly willing to support our Constitution with this idea of limiting the power of the federal government, because so much of what they're doing today is unconstitutional, illegal, and subversive. You pick up the story and bring us up to date.
Well, on January 24th, we had a conference in Las Vegas where we had about 75 sheriffs, chiefs of police, peace officers, and other public officials designing a document to put the federal government on notice that they are far exceeding their constitutional boundaries, that they're exceeding their authority, and that if we, as public officials in this country, are going to truly serve and protect the citizens who hired us and asked us to represent them in local government, then we are going to have to protect them from tyranny. In fact, in the morning session, the question was asked of all those in attendance, will you stand for liberty? Is it your obligation and your duty and responsibility to keep your oath of office independent of any other outside influences? That do you have a moral and ethical obligation to understand the sacred oath that you swore to when you took your job and understand the intent and purpose of the development of our own U.S. Constitution, and your role in defending it? Do you have an obligation to defend liberty and our sacred Constitution? And the question was answered. And in the afternoon, with that basis And the foundation that we laid in the morning, in the afternoon, the task was to develop a document that we could send to the federal government and have every sheriff in this country given the opportunity to sign it. Every chief of police, every local official, every governor and state rep will have the opportunity to sign this document. I might tell all your audience that this document is at CSPOA.org. You can print it off, and we want you to take it to at least three or four public officials in your area. Have them read it. We already have over 100 public officials who have signed it.
All right, now, once again, where can people find this?
CSPOA.org.
CSPOA, that's Peace Officers Association?
Yes, Constitutional Sheriff Peace Officers Association.
CS, Constitutional Sheriff Peace Officers Association. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for Sheriff Richard Mack, give us a call. But ladies and gentlemen, we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis. We're going to see riots in our cities in the near future. We need responsible local police.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
You can get it right there and see it for yourself.
Hold that thought. This is Dr. Stan, and Sheriff Mack is just saying that the document that came out of this meeting that they had last month, he really believes was inspired, that the sheriffs did this on their own, that basically, of course, it is a one-page resolution. But then, of course, this is how we got a Constitution. This is how we got a Declaration of Independence. And basically, these are sheriffs who know that there's a serious problem and are trying trying to give the leadership. Well, I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I believe, of course, we're going to see the beginning of the destruction of the infrastructure of our society. Why do I say that? Why? Because I read what the elites say, and they tell you that things are going badly, that they're very concerned about what's happening. They certainly have pulled the plug on flooding the world with money. They're going to start cutting back because they know that whatever happens is going to end badly. And if they're worried, you should be worried as well. The difficulty is, of course, that these people don't believe in our Constitution, and our sheriffs do. These people want, of course, an authoritarian government under their control. Certainly, the sheriffs want to maintain local control so that people can be free, and to limit the power of the federal government, which is controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, by this small group of wealthy people who want to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. But do you want to read the document to us, Sheriff Mack?
Actually, I would, and we can take our time in doing that, I guess, and I'll do it to where everybody does it, so I'm not just reading something. I'll read a short version at a time, and the whole thing is very short. Like I said, it's only one page. But the first paragraph is this: pursuant to the powers and duties bestowed upon us by the citizens of our jurisdiction, we, the undersigned, do hereby resolve that any federal officer, agent, or employee, regardless of supposed congressional authorization, I like that, regardless of supposed congressional authorization, is required to obey and observe limitations consisting of the enumerated powers as detailed within Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
And, of course, that is so important. People understand that suddenly Article 1, Section 8 limits what the federal government can do to 18 things, and anything right beyond that is unconstitutional, is subversive, and nobody wants to say that. Nobody wants to say that the small group that controls our government is subversive, what's going on in Congress is subversive. Our government is based upon our Constitution. It is not a living document. It's a firm document, is fixed, and so they stipulate specifically Article 1, Section 8, and any powers not specifically listed there are to be limited to the states and the people according to the 10th Amendment. Go right ahead, Sheriff Mack.
Okay, the next paragraph. As a matter of fact, you just quoted one of our paragraphs, like the third one, that reaffirms the 10th Amendment, and that's what you just did. And so the next paragraph is, the people of these United States, and it's a small u on the United, the people of these United, small u, states are and have right to be free and independent. That's a play on the Declaration of Independence. And these rights are derived from the law of nature and nature's God. Again, a quote from the Declaration of Independence. As such, they must be free from infringements on the right to keep and bear arms, unreasonable searches and seizures, capricious detainment, and every other natural right, whether enumerated or not, pursuant to the Ninth Amendment. You see, that's the second paragraph. Now, Dr. Stan, you know what we're doing here is basically saying this to the federal government. We have a constitution, and we are expecting and requiring and will enforce the issue that you abide by the Constitution. You work for the federal government. You are required to follow the supreme law of the land, which is the Constitution of the United States. The rule of law is something that you have not been trained to respect, and we will make you respect it. And that's what we're doing. Again, I will reiterate that this is a peaceful process. I would not be part of anything that was advocating violence, and you already know me well enough to know that. But be not dismayed. This is a very firm stand. We will stand firm in the holy cause of liberty. And so then the fourth one, you already went over the third paragraph. Furthermore,
how did they word it? They probably worded it better than I did.
It was basically what you said. We okay. Further reaffirm. I'll read it.
Okay,
it's only two sentences. We further reaffirm the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. 10th Amendment. it says that in parentheses. So basically, we just reaffirm the Constitution here. We are actually having the audacity to tell the federal government, you must follow the rule of law as expressed in the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Wow, what a revolutionary idea. And we love what this was. This was an act of love. And now get this one. This is the fourth paragraph before we list the eight abuses that will no longer take place in our county. And this is the paragraph. I love this. Furthermore, we maintain that no agency established by the United States Congress can develop its own policies or regulations which supersede the Bill of Rights or the Constitution, nor does the executive branch have the power to make law, overturn law, or set aside law. And so that's a direct aim at the president,
and
whoever
that,
it is.
That is so vitally important. Basically, the Congress has to abide by the Constitution they've sworn to uphold, and the president does not have the right to legislate or rule through executive power. The only reason he has executive power is so that they do, if there's a problem, they send him to clarify it and take care of it. But he's not to be writing laws or doing things on his own. He's only to implement what he's instructed to. He is an executive who executes the laws that so near laid out by our legislature. Right ahead, Sheriff Mack.
Okay, and then right here, we have one sentence before we list the eight abuses that will no longer happen. Therefore, in order to protect the American people, now we ask this in the morning, and I'll ask it to all your audience, and if they want to call in and give us the answer, that'd be great. How is it that you as a sheriff or a chief or a peace officer in your local area, how is it that you could protect and serve the people without protecting them from the ruthless Gestapo mafia treatment that this country receives from the IRS? How could you be doing your job and allow them to be victimized by bureaucracies of the federal government, especially the IRS, who we all know, every sheriff in this country knows, are a complete rogue criminal organization that acts completely outside the law? So that question was asked in the morning as well. And so we're saying, be it resolved that the following abuses will not be allowed or tolerated. Now remember, these are the sheriffs and local officials, not just sheriffs, but local officials. Number one, registration of personal firearms under any circumstances. That's it. Seven words in number one. And the reason that's number one is because there's been so many abuses, and the governments actually think they have authority to make gun control laws, which are expressly forbidden in this country. Gun control in America is against the law. And so the second one goes right along with it. Number two, confiscation of firearms without probable cause or due process and constitutionally compliant warrants issued by a local or state jurisdiction. And now we come to one that I really love. Now, I love all of these, but number three, to me, really strikes a blow at the criminality of the IRS. Three, audits or searches of a citizen's personal affairs or finances without probable cause and due process and constitutionally compliant warrants issued by a local or state jurisdiction. Don't you just love that, Dr. Stan?
I certainly do.
I tell you what, it almost brings a tear to my eye that these sheriffs did this, Dr. Stan. I know if you and I were at a meeting, these are things that you and I would do.
Sure.
But these men and a Sheriff Elliott, Pam Elliott from Texas, she was the only female sheriff there and female peace officer there. She was part of this, and she was absolutely amazing. And the ones that were there signed this document and signed it unitedly. And it was just a real touching experience to see that there were people who really believe in public service, that really believe in freedom and America and God-given liberty. And I was just so grateful and proud to be a part of this and to watch this happen. Number four, inspections of person or property without probable cause or constitutionally compliant warrants issued by a local or state jurisdiction as required by the Fourth Amendment. That's all we're doing here. We're just reiterating and restating the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. I mean, it's more specific to the Bill of Rights, this whole thing. And number five, the detainment and search of citizens without probable cause and proper arrest. Wait a minute. I made a mistake on that. And without proper due process, compliance, or the informed consent of the citizen. And remember, it's the informed consent of the citizen, because there's too many cops that try to finagle citizens into giving consent or threatening them. Oh, well, I'll just leave you here and go get a warrant then, and we'll just hold you for an hour and a half in the sun. You know, that's not consent. That is coercion. And so it has to be consent. If you are to search a person, you must receive their consent first as an officer, but it must be with their knowledge and not by trickery.
And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. We'll be back in a moment with Sheriff Mack.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, we're working on them.
Oh, that's not bad. This is Dr. Stan, and we've got Joe calling from New Jersey. Joe, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention to your guest, Richard Mack, God bless you, sir. Keep up the good work. My prayers are with you. And this is my question, asking this. I live in a small town in Jersey, and actually, Dr. Stan, you remember the one guest you most likely remember the guest you had on, Donald Wilson, about the St. Andrew's Revolution? Well, I got that book, and I started reading it, and I was, boy, was it interesting. So what I did was I actually gave a copy of that book to my chief of police here, Kevin Smith. And so I haven't heard from him, but I'm going to go back. But what I'd like to ask you, Richard Mack, is what would be another good particular piece of information that I could leave with him to give him a heads up as to what you're doing?
I think basically the copy of this thing that they're talking about now, what would you say, Richard?
Absolutely. Take him this document, and we can send you the signatures so far, but we have over 75 people who have signed this. And it's growing every day. I had a sheriff.
Now, these 75 people, they are sheriffs, correct?
Yeah, most of them are sheriffs. Some of them are peace officers, patrol officers. Some of them are chiefs of police. But most of them are sheriffs. And we invite any public official to sign this document. We want you to get this document and take it to local officials in your area and ask them to sign it. Let them read it. Tell them how we did this. And tell them that this came from a grassroots effort of local officials just meeting together in Vegas and saying, we need to do something about what's going on. We need to do this peacefully, but we need to do it firmly and with the power of God Almighty. And we put this document together to do that, to better protect the American people. In fact, let me read this final part.
Okay, you go right ahead. Joe, hang on here because we want to.
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
This is just two sentences. There is no greater obligation or responsibility of any government official than to protect the rights of the people. Thus, any conduct contrary to the United States Constitution, Declaration of Independence, or the Bill of Rights will be dealt with as criminal activity. And this was done so that we can better protect the American people. This is why these people signed it. And we actually argued back and forth a little bit. There was no discontent. There was no ire. There was no hate. But there was honest, open exchange about maybe we shouldn't word this too strongly. And then we talked about that, and we discussed it. And these sheriffs were given their honest, heartfelt opinions about this. And then we stood and voted. And 3-1. We voted to leave the strong language in there. And so we want to be firm in this. And these guys, these sheriffs, these men and women had the courage to stand behind it and sign their name to this document. We want you now, the citizens of this country, to take it to your local officials and ask them to sign it. And then send it back to me. You can email it or mail it or fax it, whatever you want to do. Get it back to me, and we'll make this list, and we're going to make this list so big, and then we're going to send it to Washington, D.C., and all the bureaucracies and the president and the Congress and everybody else so that they get full notification and due notice that we will follow the Constitution in this country.
And I really think that's rather exciting because, ladies and gentlemen, the reason we're having problems today is that so many people don't understand the Constitution. So many people honestly think it's the function of government to provide for the people from the cradle to the grave. They don't understand that they've infiltrated our schools and our churches, and they control the media, and they control the banking, and they have their people planted in the army. And basically, they want to at least circumvent the Constitution and have a government that can regulate the people from the cradle to the grave. Most of what's going on today is certainly in the way of suddenly providing free medical care and food for, and suddenly retirement benefits is unconstitutional. And of course, this is all part of this whole concept of democracy. Plato wrote, certainly in the Republic, almost 2,400 years ago, democracies always degenerate into despotism. Democracies always degenerate into despotism. Why is that? Well, because, of course, the people will vote for the people who promise to give them the most, and eventually, well, the government goes bankrupt. We are bankrupt today, ladies and gentlemen. We're spending $1 trillion more a year than we're taking in. How long can you continue doing that? Under the Obama administration, we've increased the federal debt $6,666 billion. And you can't keep doing that indefinitely. We're on the verge of financial collapse, and with that will come the collapse of our society. It's time to take America back. Hang on, Joe. We'll be with you in just a moment.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm going to stay right here.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan, and suddenly our guest is Sheriff Richard Mack. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, we have Mike calling from Scotts Valley, who asked about this idea of appointing the sheriff rather than electing him. And Sheriff Mack points out that this is part of this movement towards the police state. If you have a sheriff who is elected by the people and answerable to the people, he represents the people. If you have a sheriff who's appointed, he represents the power structure that appointed him, and that is, of course, the path to the end of freedom as we know it. Ladies and gentlemen, there is an organized effort to bring about a dictatorship, and you need to get this information. First of all, you need to understand our Constitution, and basically, you need to go to CSPOA.org. CSPOA.org and get a copy of this statement that Sheriff Mack has read and get it to your elected officials, people on your board of supervisors, but specifically to your police chiefs and to your sheriffs, and get them to back this idea. And then, of course, what we need to do is get enthusiasm for local control and local government. And Mike, there and in Scotts Valley, you should have a sheriff out there. Do you have a sheriff there, or do you have the county sheriff?
County sheriff.
Okay, county sheriff. Well, then we need to get to our county sheriff and get him to understand this. And you may have to go down. We can always get you a copy of this or send it to you or fax it to you if you'd like it. But go down and see him and ask him if you read it and if you'll think about what's going on. But we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis in America. You're going to begin to see demonstrations and riots in our major cities as the financial infrastructure of this country begins to break down. And there'll be one of two alternatives. One will return to local control and local government and do away with all these federal policies, or we'll have a federal dictatorship. Those are two alternatives. I want to make sure we have elected sheriffs who represent us rather than, of course, the power elite. Mike, did you have another question for the...
Just a quick comment. One last question is, I agree with that sentiment, and that if they are appointed, then they're going to want to obey their masters who appointed them, instead of represent the people who actually voted them in, which leads me to my next question.
Exactly.
The essential requirement of having a accountable ballot, not an electronic vote, but actually a countable ballot that's, you know...
which, of course, meets regularly here. They've been down to our local Sydney County Clerk and tried to verify the votes. There's no way you can vote to verify them with a computer counting. You're absolutely right. Paper ballots may be a little slower, but at least... 824-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you're out there across America and you have a question for Sheriff Mack, we'd love to hear from you. Well, Sheriff, certainly, I'm enthused and happy that you've got this. And certainly, what we need to do is reach as many people as we can. And basically, are people actually picking this up off your website? How are we going to get more people to your website? Take to their local sheriff.
Indiana's doing some. Chief Harger from New Mexico. A lot of those who attended are now CSPOA. 18 of his staff all joined the CSPOA and have become members. And we would like to invite all your citizens to do the same thing. The citizens of this country, everyone listening to the program, can get involved in this. People want go to CSPOA.org, become a member, get involved, get this document. You can print it off of there. If you don't have a computer, then get a hold of us and we'll send you one. Send me a mail, call Dr. Stan, call me. I don't care. Whatever it takes, we'll get behind you, we'll help you, and every one of you needs to be part of the process. We cannot do it alone, and we won't. If you really want to win, get involved in the process, join us, help us, or just start your own campaign to go get this signed. And get your friends and colleagues and freedom groups, Tea Party groups and gun rights groups, get them to go do the same thing.
All right, now let me announce that Sheriff Mack is going to be here in Santa Cruz. He's going to be speaking at the Freedom Forum on February 19th. That's a Wednesday evening, February the 19th. And that's at the Grange at 1900 17th Avenue in Santa Cruz. That's at the Grange at 1900 17th Avenue in Santa Cruz, 7 o'clock in the evening on Wednesday, the February the 19th. And we hope that you'll be there and certainly that you'll tell others. We'd like to get a great crowd out for several. Richard Mack. We need, of course, to get this information. We need to get to our sheriff. And basically, you need to get that to submit this petition, or this statement of principle, and get it to our local sheriff, get it to our local police chiefs here in the Monterey Bay area. Because, of course, we may be able to survive. We're somewhat isolated here. But when the chaos comes, and it is coming, ladies and gentlemen, we want to be prepared locally, and we want to have local officials who will stand for us and will protect us and our region. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Sheriff Mack, I'm glad to see you're going to be in town. Certainly, if you're going to be here for lunch, why would we'll get together for lunch that day? But let me know what time you're going to be in. If you're going to be here for lunch, we'll have lunch. Otherwise, of course, we'll do everything we can to get a good crowd out for you.
Well, thanks, Dr. Stan, and I'd love to have lunch with you, especially if you're cooking.
Well, we'll be glad to. You wouldn't want to eat my lunch, but I'll be glad to pay for the lunch. You give me a call. First, I'm going to be giving you a call because we want to get you. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio, 5 days a week, 5 hours of talk radio a day, 5 days a week, probably more than anybody else in the country. And we have two other networks. We'll get you on those because I want all of them to hear this message. And I want everybody to get a copy of this statement. I'd like something that's short, to the point, and basically is founded on our Constitution. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But we've got to start being sure that we have responsible local sheriffs and police officers who understand the Constitution, who understand what I call the brotherhood of darkness, and who will certainly work to protect the local community, because that's what we're going to need. There's going to be chaos in the major cities. And basically, if you live in the major cities, at least start making your plans now about how you're going to be able to get away when whatever comes down, comes down. I'm not certain what it's going to be, but it may have to do with the finance, may have to do with disease, may have to do with certainly a solar flare that knocks out our electricity, may have to do with certainly a breakdown of the whole structure of society. I don't know what it is, but I know we need responsible local certainly law enforcement, and I'm sure that these people you were with, Sheriff Mack, are they aware that we're on the verge of something major happening in America?
Yeah, most of them do. One of our good sheriffs said, you know, we're facing a constitutional crisis in this country. No honest and sincere person in public office can avoid the huge message being shoved down our throats from Washington, D.C., and not see the truth about what really is happening with our economy. And all of this is contingent upon our economy. And when the economy collapses, well, so will our infrastructure, and chaos will occur in our cities and the riots. And again, we need to be prepared. Another one of our sheriffs said, the federal government is so pushing us toward a violent insurrection. And we must be smart enough to recognize this and to do something to stop it. That's what we are doing at the CSPOA. We have recognized that the federal government is trying to force us into a corner, and they continue to abuse us, and they incarcerate us more than any other country in the world. And they take the drug war and use it against us and use it to make themselves a big brother government. They take the IRS, they take the FDA, FBI, BATF, EPA, and they control our lands and our education and our health care, and then they turn right around and say, but yes, we still live in a free country. We don't live in a free country. There's nothing free about it. And we at the CSPOA are going to make this a free country or die trying. And that's what the answer is. Take our country back, county by county, sheriff by sheriff, and state by state.
Amen to that. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, of course, we have more people per capita in prison than any other country in the world. We have more people per capita in prison than they have in communist China or communist Russia. And basically, of course, an awful lot of those people are in prison because of the use of drugs. And I abhor drugs. I mean, it's terrible. But I do not believe we need federal drug laws. Why? Because the largest drug distributor in the United States is the Central Intelligence Agency. And if you doubt that fact, why shouldn't they go up on the internet? Fortunately, there's a lot of garbage up there, but there's a lot of truth up there. And basically, we've talked to people who've worked certainly with the government, worked with the CIA. There's no question the CIA on one hand is pushing drugs. On the other hand, the government is using the drug laws to put more and more people in prison. And basically, of course, it's a very profitable thing for people who run the private prisons, for people who work within the prison industry, one of the largest and growing industries in our nation. And you must understand that on one hand, they're pushing drugs. On the other hand, they're putting people in prison. And we need, of course, to get these people to understand that the last thing you want to do is use drugs. And basically, we should do everything we can to negate that. But the solution is not more government laws, not when the government is the largest drug pusher in our entire world today. And basically, we're smuggling drugs, suddenly, all throughout the world. And the fact that certainly most people don't understand that or find it so difficult to believe, it simply shows how effective they are in their control. But fortunately, we do have the internet. You can check it out. Well, certainly, Sheriff Mack, are a lot of people going to your website and pulling down that petition?
Yes, they are. And, this is just the beginning of us doing this. The conference was just 12 days ago. And so we're still at the beginning stages of all of this. But we're going to continue to take this nationwide. We're going to continue to be grateful for the inspiration that we received in this. And we know that we're supposed to do this. This is helping restore liberty. And it's an actual plan and an actual solution. And we're so grateful that we were able to be a part of this. And Dr. Stan, this is exactly what you and I have been praying for decades, what we've been working our entire lives for. Now we're seeing public officials coming together in the holy cause of liberty.
And I think it really is exciting. And basically, I've been at this for 50 years, as you know, as sheriff. And this is what my wife and I work for constantly. And basically, we hope many of you out there in the listening audience will join us in this effort. And of course, you'll join the CSPOA, and of course, you'll join Radio Liberty. You'll commit yourself in this battle, because basically, if we don't take America back, then freedom as we know it will cease to exist, will simply become a remembrance of things past. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question or comment for Sheriff Mack, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call, and we'd love to take one or two more questions. We have a few more minutes. And basically, of course, this one-page document is simply a reiteration of our Constitution and the statement, the power of the federal government is to be limited by the chains of the Constitution, and this is going to be done by our locally elected officials. That's why we need locally elected officials that we can trust, who understand the Constitution and are dedicated to individual liberty.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, when I sued the federal government, it said in there that state sovereignty was one of our Constitution's structural protections of liberty. And so the exercise of state sovereignty is very key and vital in the process of securing and maintaining liberty. But what we have had during the past 60, 70, 80 years, especially since 2013 when the Federal Reserve was established, but what we have had is a gradual destruction of liberty from within. And the way to solve that is for state and local officials to reestablish the proper role of government and to maintain and get back that healthy balance of power between the states and the federal government. That's all this is. It's totally and entirely constitutional. It's exactly what we swore we would do when we took our oath of office. And now we're actually putting this into practice. We're not talking about this anymore. We're doing it. We actually have local officials who have joined together hand in hand in the holy cause of liberty and signed their names to this, very reminiscent of our own founding fathers back 240 years ago. And now it's happening again. And we are swearing and pledging our lives and fortunes and sacred honor. But I guarantee you, we will not be able to do this, nor will we be successful, if the people listening to this program don't get involved in the process.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan and Ron. I do hope that certainly you'll help the people up there in Spokane. I know you're in Richland, but help the people in Spokane to replace the existing sheriff with one who believes in our Constitution and will stand for America. Hey, we're out of time. God bless us, Ron. Don't get discouraged. I think we're making headway.
Yes, sir. God bless.
God bless. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest has been Richard Mack. Anything you want to say, Richard, before we let you go?
Again, the information is there at cspoa.org. I am so encouraged. I've never been higher on a freedom kite in my life. Let's all do this together. Let's join. Let's take charge. We can take America back. We've started the process, and I'm asking you to help us with it. We can't do it without you. My heart is full of joy and love and patriotism. I've never been so encouraged. I've never been so happy about the possibilities of getting freedom back in America.
Okay, fine. We just had Ron on the line. I'd ask him to call back again. My wife wants to get his telephone number so we can have his number on file here.
Yes.
So, Ron, who just called, please give us a call back, and we'll get in touch with you because he's part of our team, an important part of our team up in that Spokane area. Sheriff Richard Mack, God bless you for everything you're doing. Thank you so much for calling and for being with us. We'll look forward to talking to you, getting you on our other programs. We're looking forward to having lunch on the 19th. Good night. God bless. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope if you're out there in the listening audience, maybe you'll want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us, because we do have an influence up there. We do have a lot of people listen to our programs. We need a lot more, but basically this is a wonderful talking point. People have to understand our Constitution. This is why we encourage you to go to cspoa.org. That's certainly County Sheriff Police Officers Association.org. And basically, we hope that you will join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization. So if you'd like, of course, to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and quite frankly, we do need your help because we're having some problems because a lot of people really are hurting financially. I've been supporters for years and have had to drop out. We understand that, but we hope if you're out there in the listening audience and you believe in what we're doing, that you'll suddenly take their place. You'll give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and that you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to do what we do, 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. And so basically, of course, we do hope you'll tell other people about our program. We hope that you'll go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and watch our DVDs and listen to our radio programs and read our newsletters. And certainly we've got a lot of things up there. And basically, we hope that you'll go to one site we have. It's called Other Items Around the Internet. It's right down below the blue banners. You'll see it there, I think the second item. And basically, we post something there on a daily or every other day basis. Sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're philosophical, sometimes they're deadly serious. But I put things up there that I find on the internet that I think are important for you to have. And so we hope you'll go to RadioLiberty.com and then you'll get other people to go to our website and get the information and then help us to disseminate it across America. We do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to going to see your sheriff or your police chief and take a copy of the petition from the police officer and the COPSA, and basically you'll get the information, and you'll get the information out. You can always simply type in Sheriff Richard Mack, get to his website. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow evening, when we'll be back again at the same time, this is Dr. Stan saying good night and may the Lord be with you. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the